Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, we have Justin Carpenter. Justin is a heartfelt spiritual man who shares his divine truth and sacred wisdom about Christ consciousness within and our awakening world on his Telegram chat, Facebook website, and YouTube channel. He is involved with the Foxhole Foundation, which is a charitable organization committed to providing assistance worldwide for disaster relief efforts and supporting America's veterans. They strive to make a meaningful impact in the lives of those paths that they cross, whether it's responding to natural disasters or honoring the sacrifices of military heroes. Recently, they gave $13,000 directly into the hands of the victims of Hurricane Helene. I just want to say, Justin, my spiritual friend, welcome back to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much, Joanne. It's always such a pleasure to be here, and I have such a great time every time. So looking forward to this one.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And what a time we are in, because you know, as the show says, we are in the greatest awakening this world has ever known. And it's the beginning of the age of Aquarius, the golden age. Yeah. And please tell us your view on this incredible shift in consciousness and the evolution of humanity and this golden age that we are all heading into. How do you see this?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you want to look at it, but it's literally the greatest evolutionary time in perhaps the history of consciousness. You know, we're going in this roughly 25,000 year cycle. We're going through this great year evolutionary period, and we're moving, if you want to view it as a great year, if you want to view it as the seasons, we're moving out of winter into spring. So we're moving from the darkest of night into the brightest of mornings. So it's a beautiful time period as we shift through this, and we're seeing this unfold in countless number of ways as people are starting to realize that, oh yes, we've been in the dark ages. You know, the dark ages didn't happen a long time ago. They were here right now, just moments ago, and we're moving out of these dark ages back into the light. So it's transformational. We can feel it in every sense of the way. But as a part of that, the darkness doesn't really like to let go of control. So we're seeing a sort of last ditch effort to sort of grasp onto that. And that's happening not only in the, you know, the earthwide scale, but also within each of us. So those of us who have shadow work and things to address, that's coming up to the surface. So this truly is revelation. This is the time of prophecy, because everything is being revealed as we're moving into this next era, this next age, where we can truly manifest heaven on earth.
That was so beautiful, and it's so true. And what you said about, you know, humanity has been in the dark, it's because this is actually, it's so true, because it's a 2000 year darkness of the zodiac of Pisces that humanity has been going through, which has been dominated by masculine rule and the belief in a savior outside of ourselves, as you know, like a guru will save us, or a political party will save us, or a religion will save us, or as God, goddess is outside of us, you know. Tell us about that, because this darkness is really, and I know that it's been very, very, of course, for the divine feminine, but this for 2000 years, that's what the darkness has been.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, you said it well. It is this lie pushed onto us, or we start to just believe these things where power is externalized, where we somehow put the divinity in something else outside of us. And even the stories of Yeshua, the Christed message, are showing what his message truly was to recognize that this power was within, that we all have that God goddess power within ourselves. But what society loves to do, and what these religious institutions love to do, is take these beautiful messages and distort them into these ways where, oh no, you have to worship this externalized savior. So you actually negate the actual teachings of Yeshua, and you turn them into this message that it's all about worshiping him and putting him on a pedestal and that he's going to come and save you. Whereas that's not what he was speaking about. That's not what Mary Magdalene was speaking about. They were talking about this divine essence is within you, and you're to activate it. You're to step into, and that's why he said, you shall do greater things than I. So we're here to remember that. We've all been there before. There's nothing new under the sun. We've been constantly doing this evolutionary cycle from falling to rising to falling to rising. So we've been through the rise before. We've been in our Christed self before, but somehow, somewhere along the way, we forgot. Somewhere along the way, we forgot who we were. We forgot our power within, and we started giving away to something in the external. So it is important to reclaim that.
That's right. That's right. Because, now we are in the 2,000-year cycle of the zodiac of Aquarius, which is about the I am. I am. And the God Goddess, the inner guru, the inner Buddha, the God Goddess within. And as it says in Jesus, in Mary Magdalene's gospel, you save yourself. This is the era of us saving ourselves and us knowing ourselves as the divine flame within, which is in, which is in every, it's the same soul consciousness within every single consciousness. And this always gets me because this is how God, Goddess, is omnipresent, right? Because it's the soul consciousness throughout the world in every living being. This is how God experiences through us. So we can use it for good or for evil to express that power, that divine flame, that divinity that God, Goddess has bestowed upon us, And so please tell us of this light and dark and of the rising of the feminine to be in balance with the divine masculine and to bring unity, consciousness, and love awareness in this world.
Yeah, well, this is a duality, and often there's a misconception that we're supposed to get away from the duality, but no, we're actually here to embrace all layers of this duality. So there is light and there is darkness, and both of them are you, both of them are God. God is everything and nothing. So it is the totality and the nothingness all together. So we've been in an era that's been dominated by the darkness. We've been in an era that has been where there's been much subjugation, taking advantage of, and that's all part of us. So we're here to recognize that those layers of us did exist, do exist, but we're not here to negate them or to push them away, but to actually heal them, to say what exists within me that creates the possibility of taking advantage of somebody else. Where am I falling into this sense of separation that I'm viewing some other part of me because there is no separation? But how am I falling into that trap that separation is absolute? So how can I bring back that connection point? And as you mentioned, the divine feminine is all about connection. She is that foundation of connection. So these institutions have done a very diligent job at removing every aspect of the divine feminine because that's removing every layer of connection, every layer of compassion. So when we bring that compassion back into it and we recognize that there's nothing wrong with a sense of separation, there's nothing wrong with the ego because that's what allows this experience to exist. That's what allows me to have this identity. But I don't need to let this identity run the show. I don't need to allow this sense of separation to dominate my sense of connection. When I come back to the connection as the foundation, and that's what Jesus was talking about, where you build your house on the solid rock. Because when we build our house on the connection, it's as solid as anything. It's the most solid thing in all of creation because that connection is absolute. So when we come back to that, then there's no way that I could ever bring harm to myself or to any other layer of consciousness because it's all connected in that sense. And then we get to just have fun. We get to celebrate the differences that bring our unique characters to the surface and recognize what am I supposed to help create? What am I supposed to help share?
That's right. And the old corrupt systems, darkness has within it the seed of its own self-destruction. They're going to collapse. They're going to destruct because, and then people won't be looking at them anymore. They'll be turning around and building the new. We don't, if you're in it and you're holding them up, you're recreating that. Because when you're in the matrix, I call it the egoic matrix. We've got the divine matrix as well, which is, the connection of God that we can flow out our beautiful divine, intentions and thoughts and feelings that go out in the divine. If you keep staying in that place, you keep it alive. You keep it alive, you keep it going. That's why awakening is so important at this time. Awakening to yourself as a wonderful creator, and awakening to the divinity within. And that's why we've got to have that balance, because it's been out of balance. As I always say this, the world's been floating and flying on, well, it doesn't fly, it's a stable realm, yeah. But it's almost like it's just been so out of balance with,
Yes.
and that's why the divine masculine, this time, we're all awakening, we're all evolving. The men, they allow the women to come up, not to be over, but to join, to have the unity, to come together, and as you say, can't, once we know about our oneness, this is what I've been learning about more than anything during this time, is about my own oneness with the divine and my own oneness with every single soul on this plane. And there is only one. We're all part of the same one consciousness. We're all part of the same one God, Goddess, the Elohim, the singularity. We come down here into duality to become whole again, to find that oneness within. But we have to learn from the shadow and the dark. But instead of, saying, I don't want it, we have to embrace it and we have to integrate it, because we are dark and we are light. We are both, aren't we? Same as the divine
Yes.
masculine and the divine feminine. We're both.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And one of the greatest tools that I've found for integrating the darkness is in comedy, is in making having fun with this, because there are these layers of self that they're darker, but they're part of us. So if we don't let them run the show, if we don't allow them to, if we negate them, if we pretend like they don't exist, or we pretend like, oh, I've addressed my ego, I don't have one any longer, well, then all of a sudden that ego has so much power over me because it's hiding in the darkness, just waiting for me to trip up, and it will snatch me up. But if I acknowledge it as a part of me and I just have fun with it and say, okay, I'm not going to let you be in control, but I am going to acknowledge that you're a part of me and you're a beautiful part of me, and we can have fun with that, and we can joke about that and celebrate that. And that just helps that integration happen in a much more seamless manner.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's not so difficult and complicated. The awakening process, the dark night of the soul, can be very, very lonely, but we all will have to go through that to find our power. We're all pressurized. We're all the diamond being formed into that. And that contrast is important for us to know our strength, to know who we are, to come out as, that divine, to understand about that divinity, but it's just, yeah, it's just the oneness, to have that. I've been really getting into that, and it's just so profound, because as you said, once you understand about your oneness with all souls, you can't harm another soul. Do no harm, because if you harm another, you'll be harming yourself, because we are all connected.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
There is no separateness. Everything is connected. It's astounding, isn't it?
Truly, truly astounding. And yeah, it does become a sort of a madness when we commit harm, when we recognize this, because you're harming the self, and there's no room for that. So that's what makes this so simple. We don't have to have all of these complicated laws and rules and regulations written down, definitions, defining things, because when we recognize this connection as foundation, then right and wrong becomes very easy to see. It's inherently known within us. If I'm causing harm, if I'm doing something to someone or something else that I would not appreciate being done to me, well, then I'm causing harm. And so I should stop that. And it's really that simple.
Exactly. And what does it say? It says in the Bible anyway, God says, and I created good and evil. You know, there's only one creation. Yeah. And the darkness here, I know that we have free will, but it's all in one creation. And there's only one creator. So you have to have the evil to learn about the goodness, to learn about the love. You have to have the bad to understand the good. You have to have the masculine and the feminine. You have to have the contrast in this physical reality for us to learn about, you know, those different polarities, those different ways, for us to learn that the righteous, the left brain and the right brain, the, you know, we have to turn to the right to learn about that. So we have to see the good even in, or the God even in the bad things.
Yes, it's
you can't hide it away. So many people just hide it away, like they hide their shadow away. They don't want to acknowledge it, you know. And this is what we've been doing for so millennia. This is what we've been doing about the children and the trafficking, hiding it away. No, it has to be brought to the surface. It's like the darkness had to be brought to the surface for it to come to the light. And then once it's come to the light, we can build the new. We can't build the new on the darkness.
Yes, it is through that contrast that allows the greatest expression of love to unfold. And that's what we're really here. This is the greatest love story ever told. So we come from that singularity. We come from that oneness. And of course, it's beautiful to stay in that oneness. But how can you enhance our relationship with love without having a sense of separation? So we play this game where we separate ourselves, where we scatter ourselves into infinite number of pieces. And we play these games where we pretend to be evil, we pretend to be dark, we pretend to be all these things, just so that I can have this culmination process of coming back together again and reminding myself, oh, I don't really want to do that any longer. How beautiful is this love feeling? And I would only know that if, like, it's like when we experience the loss of a loved one or are away from a loved one for some time. How deep does that love truly feel in those moments where we miss somebody so much? And so that's the kind of cultivation that's happening through this experience, is it's allowing us to unfold in that way so that we can come back together and love ourselves even more deeply.
That's so true. And that's so beautiful, because we come here and experience all those things that are not love. So we know what self-love is. And self-love is God within, you know, experiencing ourselves as that.
Truly.
That's just profound, isn't it? Wow. And we were talking about the darkness, but I just wanted to just touch on what, because of the planets and what is happening, yeah? Because we've been living through the planet Pluto, has been in Capricorn for 16 years of such a heavy cycle. Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth and of karma, right? So we've been going through all of these lessons, karmic lessons, of course, collectively, but also, you know, and individually. And, you know, it's been so heavy. But now I think just before the election, yeah, or around that time, Pluto went into Aquarius, or it was just after, I think. And it was so symbolic and so significant, you know, for Pluto, the heavy planet, to go into this beautiful, you know, planet of Aquarius, which is even instigating the edge of Aquarius even more. And we can all feel it so much. I mean, I personally have felt these 16 years, and it doesn't matter what I tried, doesn't matter what I did in my outside life, nothing worked. It was just like I was being prepared. I've been in my cave for so many years, writing, doing this, doing my journey, trying to get my charity done. All so many years of this darkness, you know. But finally, I can feel it. It's almost like we, us light workers, us people, the spiritual, we're feeling it. It's like we are in sync with the cosmos. We're at one, we're in alignment with the planets, you know, because the planets, the seven planets, are the macrocosm of our seven chakras, and they are chakras in themselves. Yeah, the seven planets.
Yes.
So it's
Yes.
our microcosm. We are the small individual universe with in alignment with the big macrocosm of the universe. But and I think a lot of people I've been feeling this heaviness.
Yes, absolutely. And of course it's perfect timing. As I mentioned, we're exiting this great cycle. So of course all the planetary alignments are going to be happening in order to augment and accentuate that, because this is not just about individual awakening, this is not just about collective awakening, but this is the entire creation is designed and geared towards shifting us out of that. So energetically everything is going to be in alignment for us to find ourselves within this. We've gone through this full period of obscurity and we're moving out of that. So it makes perfect sense why at the dawning of this new age, there would be a time period where it does seem darkest, because
Darkest
the night
before the
is
dawn. It's
darkest.
always the
Exactly.
darkest, and it's always the heaviest before the light. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So it's poetic in that sense. And as we love in all good stories that we listen to or watch, we love those pivotal life-changing moments where it seems like the hero can't
All
make
hope
it
is
through.
lost.
All hope is lost. The betrayal is deepest. But that's that point where they come through. And that's the magnificent turnaround, the crescendo, the climax where everything changes, and it just presents this beautiful opportunity to have that story. And ultimately, that's all we're doing. As I mentioned, this is the greatest love story ever told. So God is going to create the circumstances where that greatest story can unfold in the most magnificent, magical ways possible.
Wow, for sure, for sure. And it's just incredible. It really is. And you know, when I was talking about that, I want to know about the atmosphere in America when President Trump won the election, because this was such an amazing shift. And as I said, it was in coincidence with Pluto going into Aquarius as well, which was just a, and it was a massive lightness all around the world. All the patriots around the world was just, yeah, you know, it was just, please tell us how it was in America.
Well, it was very polarizing, as you can imagine. So, as you
Yeah.
mentioned, from the patriotic sense, they were very happy to see that. And the contrast with that is it's still very much, and as Revelation describes, as Christ described when he was speaking about, I didn't come here to unite you, but I came here to divide you. So the truth, this revelationary period is dividing us. It's showing us where people truly stand. And there are very powerful people who are recognizing this beautiful change. And then there are those who are still clinging on to the old world and the old ways of being, and they are crying out in desperation. You know, it's not wanting to acknowledge that they've been attached, they've grown attached to the shadow, and they're not wanting to let go of it. And it is unfortunate to witness that. And we did actually have a huge number of suicides in a single day during this time period,
That's
because
so
just for that
terrible.
fact, it is.
That's just
But
awful.
you know, but this is the unfortunate layer to this. And as sad as it is, it's necessary. It had to be done
Yes.
this way, as Q says. And so we have to go through this moment where all of that old gets let
Right.
go. And of course, there's no ultimate sorrow, because death is no end. It's simply an
Yes.
opportunity to go through and come back again. So we're moving through that and we're kind of letting all of this heaviness go. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet. You know, we're still going to go through these moments where that pressure is going to build, this tension is going to build all the way to that final moment, that crescendo where everything can be revealed and the military can come out and everything can be settled in that sense. Yeah. And then we still have a lot of work to do after that point, but that's what we're moving up to right now, is that the sort of pressure building, the everything is set for that final thing to go. All of this is, you know, all of that pressure is continuing to exert because we have to get to that. We have to get to kind of that rock bottom moment for the world as a whole. And it has to implode in that sort of sense.
Exactly.
So we are moving into what may seem like a very dark time, but this is just because all of that darkness is coming to the surface. So those of us who are aware know that it's necessary and we're excited to see that happening.
Yeah.
But for everyone else who's not aware, it's going to seem like the scariest time possible. It's going to seem like the most intense, life-changing, because it is, but it's necessary for us to go through that.
Yeah. And I really believe, you know, in the new earth, as we come in the next, you know, 30, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, as so much change will come about. So many revelations will come. So many wonderful technologies living with Mother Nature, but high tech, you know, because we won't be, you make the mistakes of our past, you know. But I can see all systems will change, but I can really see the two-party system that is in every political system that's in every single country can never work. That is the total segregation. Yeah. You know, light, you know, white, black, male, female, young, old, you know, it's always, you know, blue, red, you know, it's always that two party, and it won't work. I can see, and I have visions of it, round tables, yeah, of people from all walks of life, and it's working for the government. It's volunteer based. You don't get paid for it, and you do so many hours a week, and it's all people from all walks of life, yeah, in small community led, you know, overlooking their communities, yeah, decentralized, where it's run by the people for the people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hopefully we won't see any sort of centralized authority in government any longer. It will simply be community led spaces. All communities will get to run and operate how they see fit. And then the organization will happen in as you describe, where we can communicate and have our cohesive workings together. If we want to have larger projects that we're working on, infrastructure that we want to build, of course, we can work together in those things.
But
as far as the authority for some centralized government to come and demand and say, you people can't live here, or you have to live this certain way, or we demand all this money from you, that's no longer going to happen. So we're moving back out of this sort of bloated form of government that's weighing down on people, and moving back to the sovereigns, the individuals are truly the power, and they get to dictate and decide what happens in their own lives. And then they get to organize and communicate and how they best see fit.
Yeah.
So it's just a complete inversion of how we've been seeing it, where it's been top down and we're going to be going from bottom up.
That's beautiful, because it's the only way to go, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the only way to be. Wow. And wow, honestly. And I just, and it's really funny with the astrology as well for 2025, you know, which is a 9-year endings. It's just with the numerology, completions, and as many outdated systems collapse, and the new innovative life enhancing systems of technology and spirituality emerge. So many of the planets are going forward and changing signs as well. It's such a year of change, more so than 2024 ever will be. You know, how do you see? So, I mean, these new beginnings, how do you see them, like with the new technologies that are going to be revealed? What a time to live. I mean, I think my children's time, I just say in your life, you're going to see incredible things. But I think in the end of my life, wow, it's just going to be amazing for this new golden age.
Absolutely. Well, and I think all of our lives will be much longer than we anticipate.
Yes.
created through the unveiling of these technologies and things of that nature, and just living in alignment with our true selves, getting back to the what we're supposed to be eating, how we're supposed to be living, and just not being constantly bombarded by the poisons and the noise and the unhealthy frequencies and all these things. We don't really realize just how much we've been bombarded, and it has a benefit to it. In the sense that we don't realize how strong we are as well. So we don't realize that we've been carrying this weighted backpack, and the cabal has been constantly placing, it's like the jokes with your friends where you're constantly putting rocks in their backpack as they're hiking up a trail, and they don't
Yeah.
realize how heavy it's gotten until they get to the top. Well, that's what the cabal has been doing to us. They've been constantly placing rocks in our backpack. So we don't realize how strong we've become until we take this backpack off and we see, wow, I can move so much faster without all of that weight. And so that's going to happen immensely. But then, as you mentioned, the technology is going to be profound. Every single one of these patents that have been kept under wraps and kept away from us, they're all going to be released at once. And then it will just be up to human ingenuity and creativity to see how fast we can unveil these things, how fast we can put them into action, and which ones are going to work the best. And with this age of communication, we'll get to communicate in so many ways to where all the best ideas will rise to the surface. So certain communities that do it the best way and live the longest, those ideas will spread like wildfire, and everyone else will want to do them as well. So it will just pick up every which way. I do see that each region will kind of develop differently. Some regions will take a long time. Some regions will be very stubborn and want to stay in the old ways. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. If people want to stay in those ways to some degree, then as long as they're not causing harm to other people, then you can live that way. But it won't be a very long life. So those who truly embrace the longevity and embrace this new way of living will live much longer and much healthier and much happier. And so those ideas will stay and stick around and spread, as I mentioned. And so it will just be amazing to witness and see how it unfolds. It's going to be the most exciting time to travel as we see these different regions develop differently, and all the time and effort getting to be spent in creative projects and developing beautiful works and having extravagant parties and festivals and
Yes.
music events and things of that nature. So it'll be, yeah, I mean, there's no end to the amount of amazing things that we can dream up. And that's really our only limitation, is how big can we dream? That's the only thing that will hold us back. Resources won't be an issue any longer.
No,
It's just how
it'll
big
be
can you
funds
dream?
for enormous humanitarian projects,
Yes.
and there will not be any third world countries. Debt will be forgiven. The
Yes.
other countries will come and help, when the monetary system and everything goes down. They won't be. We will all be helping one another.
Yes.
And do you believe, because, some people that I interview and stuff, I mean, I am an eternal optimist. Yeah. And I believe that heaven shall be on earth one day. We came from, in Gnosticism, they tell us that we were energy bodies at the beginning. Yeah. And then we fell. Yeah. We fell and we, and that's why we fell into our physical bodies. Yeah. But eventually, the more light, the more darkness that leaves, and the more lower energies, then of course the physical body becomes dead. Lesser and lesser, and we become lighter and lighter, and we become into our spiritual energy body, our Merkaba, our light body, which is what Jesus resurrected himself within, in his light body. But some people say no, this some people say no, this place is for suffering, as Buddha said. Yeah, and there is no salvation in this realm. We're in this soul trap of samsara, of the birth, death, rebirth, over and over and over again, until we leave this world, and then we can, I believe in the samsara. I believe in the birth, rebirth, and the karmic wheel. But I also believe in the evolution of humanity. And that in thousands of years, everyone, the veil between heaven and earth will be no more. And we will be in our light energy bodies, and we'll just be the same as heaven. And therefore, heaven will be on earth. Yeah? What do you what how do you see that?
I see that the ideas around this being a trap are all diabolical deceptions pushed by those who want to maintain a sense of power, or those who participate in evil want nothing more than to break free of the system. They hate God. They hate this creation. They do view it as a trap. They view the firmament as something that's confining. They view the laws of morality as something that's they view the laws of karma as something that's confining. So they want to break free of all of that. So they do view it as a trap. And so if those lies permeate and we pick them up and we take that on as if this is a trap, well, then all of a sudden that becomes more true, because that's how powerful we are. That's how we're truly powerful, that whatever we believe, we manifest.
Yes.
So just in that same way, if we recognize that this is an evolutionary playground, that we're here to evolve and step into our highest and greatest potential, then we can step back into that pure heaven on earth frequency. And it doesn't, it's not like it's you, it's not like it's a destination that you get there. It's an ever evolving, ever unfolding movement
Never ending.
towards never-ending process, never-ending journey, the never-ending story. So it is this unfolding process that happens in that way. But absolutely, we can return to that in so many ways, and it even happens physiologically, as you mentioned. And I've been told that while we are experiencing a carbon-based body right now, where we came from was a silicon-based body. We did have that crystalline structure form, where our actual structure of our physical body was different in order to allow more light to permeate. So we can evolve in so many different ways. So we don't need to find ourselves and feel like we're limited and feel like these things are confining, as if they're something that we have to escape from or negate to. That's actually another trap. To have someone think that, oh, I just need to escape this realm. I need to get
Yes.
out of the physical body. I need to
Yes.
ascend past it. No, there's actually people say ascended masters. I heard the term the other day. What about descended masters? What
Yes.
about those who have descended here and stepped into their full physical form and want to master that to the highest degree and bring that and transform all this and everything around us in so many
That's right.
ways, to where there is no such thing as a descent or an ascent. We're just elevating everything along with us. So we have that possibility, we have that potential.
Yes, of course. And enlightenment, ascension, we don't have to wait till we die. This is what you're saying. We can do it now. This is what the yogis told us. The yogis are telling us, through your kundalini, through your potential, your soul potential, raising your, we can all have that enlightenment now in the
Yes.
physical body. We don't have to wait until we die. And also, ascension, we can choose to, when we do pass over, we can choose to come back. You can go on to everlasting, incredible, multidimensional, possibilities in the multidimensional universe, which is the inner verse, yeah. Or, and the different heavenly realms, which is all in our realm. It's just unbelievable. The akashic, the causal, all the different bodies, all the different as you go up. The mental body, the emotional body, God's spiritual realm, all the different heavenly, sit like in the seven heavenly realms, and that's how we ascend. We become lighter. And then once we're one with God, the soul becomes denser and it goes through all the different realms to become into this physical realm, isn't
Yeah,
it?
just to put it in a very sort of light and almost comical way, when we return to that unification with God consciousness, sometimes we get bored of that and we want to descend back into the process again, as I mentioned, to have this experience of finding love again through the loss of love. So how can we find the loss of love? Well, we have to descend and forget ourselves and forget who we are and forget everything about that, just so that we can go through that process of remembering once again. And all of that is just for that continual expansion of consciousness. Because without that, there would be that with that, there's no end. There's no end to this experience. There's no end to the possibilities. It never gets old. It never gets boring.
No.
So it has that. It has that to it.
And then obviously as well, as you do that, you become a master of that, and then you help everyone else to do it.
Yes,
You
absolutely.
become the master, you master of your emotions, the master.
UK Health Radio. the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio. I mean, it's an awakening on all levels. You know, it's not just a spiritual awakening, you know, is it? It's an awakening on every single level.
Yes.
For all people.
Yes. Truly. I mean, the golden age, if we want to look at it, as I mentioned, that roughly 25,000 year cycle. So you mentioned before the age of Pisces, 2,160 years, every age we move through the zodiac, every one of those. And that's 1/12 of the clock.
So they all add up to 26,000 years.
Yeah, roughly 26,000. Yes. And so the golden age is going to be 1/4 of that time period. That's going to be one season that we're moving through. So we have between, depending on if you want to look at it, for roughly 6,000 or 12,000 years, or 12 to 13,000 years, we have this period where everything in creation is going to be augmenting our highest evolutionary process. Everything within the light is going to be augmented the greatest. We're moving, as I mentioned, from winter into spring. So we're going through spring and summer, where everything is going to be all about abundance, growth, beautiful green, flourishing flowers. Everything's going to be colorful, vibrant. And this is happening not only on a physical level, but on an energetic level as well. And so that's important that we take full advantage of that and celebrate that and have the best of time with that. But also remember that, as in the Game of Thrones, they mentioned winter is coming. So we have to remember that winter will come again. And this, through this time, is for us to harvest in the fall and prepare for the winter, so that when the winter does come around again, we're much better prepared for it and we don't have to fall as far down as we have this past time. And that's up to each and every one of us to take that responsibility on. And that's why it's so important that we tell these stories and remind ourselves of what happened. Why did we fall before? How did we fall into these temptations? How did we get into these traps? So that when we move through those dark ages, where inevitably the workings of creation are going to be much more challenging, much more difficult to move through, we can carry that momentum from spring and summer through fall and winter and come out the other side with a renewed sense of vitality and strength. But that's up to us. You know, we'll see what happens at that point. You know, we have quite some time in order to move through that. So I'm not saying to stay in fear or to worry about that, but also have that as just a sense of importance to recognize, like, why it's so important to not forget, even though everything is going to be so beautiful and blissful for this next period. Let's not forget where we come from. Let's not forget what got us here, so that we can carry that through to the next iteration.
That's right. Not to be complacent. And as you said, not to fall
Yes.
or rise so high. So what happens is You become balanced. You live, as the yogis say, the middle path.
Yes.
Where you don't get so affected by outside things, you know.
Yes.
And you stay in, with all the chaos around you, you stay in your place of peace, your
yes.
place of wholeness, you know,
yes.
in your balance. And you don't go, woof, and you don't go, vroom.
Yes.
You know, and that's like all of them summer, winters and everything. You said come into one, you know,
yes.
isn't it? That equilibrium, yes. That homeostasis, that place of true wholeness,
yes.
that we're all striving for.
Yes.
That's enlightenment to me.
Yes. And that's done through, you know, you mentioned the rise and falls. The rise and falls are the emotional movement, which signified by the moon. And so she shows us through the full and the new moon of the rising and the falling. So how do we find the balance between? And that's the transmutational, the alchemical process, is to recognize that, no, I don't need to negate emotions. I'm not trying to hide from them or push them away or pretend like they don't exist. But how can I transmute them so that I'm not having this wide extreme of movement through them? How can I celebrate them and pour those, that emotional energy into something, transmute that into something powerful, into something creative? And that's the movement. I really like this sort of view of recognizing that emotion is, if you look at a sort of spiritual hierarchy, emotion is going to be the feminine quality, and it's going to be on the lower leg of the hierarchy. And then above that is going to be logic and reason, which are going to be the masculine qualities. But then above that is also a feminine quality, which is the spirit. And the spirit is trying to ask us. So she's the highest, but she's also the lowest. So she's asking us to transmute that lowest form, to not allow the emotions to move our actions. So move through the logic and reason to the spirit, but not to get stuck in logic and reason, because that's where in today's society we're dictated by the masculine sense, and they try and negate that emotions aren't important. You don't need to have them at all. So we don't negate emotions. We celebrate them, but we also don't let emotions run the show. We don't let fear run the show. We don't let our sense of, trying to find the dopamine hits. We don't let that run the show either. We let the emotions ride their wave, and we transmute them to that highest form of spirit and see where spirit is guiding us in all moments. So that's the sort of like spiritual sandwich, if you will, finding that hierarchy within us so that we're not going through that full huge range and swing and coming back to that balance point, and then everything is as it needs to be.
That's so true. And one of the ancient word for the goddess was sin. And the ancient word for the moon goddess was sin. Yeah. And because therefore, you know, the moon is about emotions. Yeah. Water and the tides. And so what therefore is it to sin? To sin is to have that self-sabotage. To sin is to sin unto yourself, means to have those egoic, negative, self-destructive thoughts, feelings, and emotions. That's what it means to sin. And I believe that that is the devil. That is Satan. You know, there is no physical representation of the devil or Satan in this world. Yeah. There is only the beautiful, blissful gold stream of God, goddess. But again, it's the goodness and the evil within us. So to sin, you know, is to sin against yourself, to sin against your emotions, to sin against the divinity within. That's sin.
Yes. Well, and we don't have to look any farther, but just look at other languages where sin in Spanish and Italian and many other language means without.
When
we're sinning, we're without God goodness, you know? So when we step away from God goodness, then we are sinning. So we're missing the mark. So it's just coming back to that recognition. And yes, when we're bound by, you can boil down every sort of quote unquote negative emotion into fear of something, you know, whether even anger, even all of that, it's fear to some degree. So if I can recognize, oh, I'm letting fear run the show, I'm sinning, I'm stepping away from myself, I'm either negating who I am or who someone else is or something else, then I can come back to recognition of connection as the foundation again. And I don't sin any longer because I'm connected to it. So I'm not without God goodness because it's all a part of me.
That's the oneness.
Yes.
It's pretty simple,
It
really.
is
It just
very simple.
takes time to realize it, to the self-realization of that oneness, you know.
And it's very challenging. You know, it's
Yes.
simple, but it's very challenging. And that's why we enjoy it, because we enjoy challenging processes. You know, it's like you don't want to play the game that's easy. We want to play the game that's challenging. We want a game that pushes us and pushes us to the limit, because that's the only way that we get better. That's the only way that we learn. So we enjoy the challenging process. Sometimes we forget our enjoyment in it because it's so challenging.
Yeah.
But if we come back to that recognition that it's all very simple, and it's simply there to challenge us so that we grow and learn and harmonize in a much greater way than we ever could have possibly imagined without that. So it's all very, very purposeful.
Yeah, definitely. That's so beautiful. And do you feel